these people weren't paying for health care. If you come into an emergency room, number one, you have to treat them whether or not they're insured. Number two, you can't even ask them about their citizenship. That's the way it is already. These people are insured. You can't drive, you can't, if an illegal alien comes into my emergency room with a bone sticking out of his leg, do you think I can say, where's your citizenship papers? I'll go to jail if I ask that question.
All right, let me keep moving. This is a little bit too crazy. Number 59
That's
says...
Right. See, most of these... Oh, man, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but I'm looking at this list.
All right.
And most of this stuff has been implemented already.
So this stuff is going on...
Yeah, because all of the insurance companies and everything are doing most of these things. For instance, where they're talking again about the aliens... being treated, I have to find it. It talks about the language.
I wanted to look at number 59 about the federal government will have direct real-time access to all individual bank accounts and electronic funds transfer. What they doing going in?
Get the money quicker.
Man, this, you know, hey, man, this is invasion of...
I've been hearing on certain, you know, radio shows, of even experts talking about it, that it's sort of a catch-22, because if a big business has an insurance plan, the way the Obama plan will come about, it will be better for the person who owns the business to shut down his health care and say, you know what, because I have to pay more and more taxes on what I have to give you as an employee... It's best for you and best for me that you just, I shut mine down and you take the government plan because I can't afford to do both.
Right. This is page 149 and 150.
Okay.
Where any employer with a payroll of 400,000 or more who does not offer the public option has to pay an 8% tax on payroll. So if he self-insures, he's got to pay an 8% payroll tax. And any employer with a payroll of 250 to 400,000 or more who does not offer the public option pays 2 to 6% tax on payroll. So he's got to pay out the Kaiser insurance that he's already been buying. He's opting out and not offering that public option to his employees. And then he's got to get dinged by them. Here's the government, page 91 that I was talking about. The government mandates linguistic infrastructure for services, translation, illegal aliens. This is already required. I've got a drawer full of letters from Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Anthem, all of those healthcare plans that all of their dictates of their insurance for me to be continue on as one of their providers is that I have to make sure that all my offices have translation services available.
In America.
Right.
So you could walk in and not have to speak English.
So this is a lot
they
of this
just
stuff.
Just point to their arm.
A lot of this arm. A lot of this stuff is already in place.
So if they've given, so with these facts, that's what keeps my depression hanging on me. With these facts, they've basically given all of the rights of the citizens away, and they are basically gouging the money out of private industry and people that have money to pay for everyone else that's crying, help me, help me.
Mm-hmm. Any new small business starting up within this new Obama plan will most likely have to shut down because if it's a brand new business, they won't be able to afford giving health insurance to their employees.
Right.
So it's going to wipe out the idea of new business, new money coming into the system.
And that forms a socialistic government where there will be more government programs and the government will be taking care of the needs of the people in every way. This is just the beginning of the machine changing us into a socialistic economy 100%, man. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, Bob, ain't nobody saying nothing, man. The people of America aren't saying anything. What's wrong with all the people that used to? Give me your opinion. I mean, I got to know why people are so, damn silent. What is going on?
because the dialectic process has silenced them. They have learned that they're going to be publicly ridiculed if they take a stand. Because that's what's happened. That is what has happened in our society. Everything that possibly could cause public ridicule, people just remain silent on.
If the politicians who are in these plans stop and say anything, it would appear that they've all rolled over, and whoever votes them into office each time, they've rolled over, and the people that the special interest and those other groups that help politicians get into office, they have a plan of what they want to get done, so they supply the money for a politician to run on. So it's a bad cycle of money and deals going around.
Page 127 says that the American Medical Association sold doctors out. The government will set the wages. Mm-hmm. The government will set the wages as to how much you, Dr. Klink, will get paid.
Well, they're even saying that regardless of your specialty, page 241, you'll be paid the same.
Oh, you mean to tell me if you do...
Well, and that goes along with the AMA, because the AMA, I mean, I haven't been a member of the AMA for years and years and years, because I realized that they're just selling everybody out.
Yeah.
And basically, that's mostly primary care doctors, and primary care doctors are the lowest... on the wage scale, because they have the least amount of training and the least amount of expertise. They don't do anything technically, and they don't generally do anything invasive, which is a higher risk, and their amount of schooling is between 1 and 3 years postgraduate, where mine was 4 years at the minimum, with other specialized training after that. So, but they're the vast majority of doctors. Your internal medicine doctors, your general practitioners, your ER doctors, those are all the people that want to socialize medicine, that look at surgeons and say, oh, they're jealous of them. They don't like their lifestyles. They don't like the fact that they get paid more than them and that they think that that they're just as deserving. Even though they didn't want to do the extra years of training or even get into the competition that it takes to even get into enrolled into such type of training, they want to see this happen. And they're the vast majority of the voice in medicine because there's just bigger numbers. So if the AMA is mainly filled with those people, and then they are trying to dictate as much as possible which way medicine is headed, then they lobby for what's in their best interest, which is what they consider a level playing field. They want their compensation to go up, which it probably won't, and they want the higher compensation to come down, which it probably will.
When it says in number 167, and you got to help me, it says any individual who doesn't have acceptable health care, according to the government, will be taxed 2.5% of income. In other words, if I'm working, and even if I don't have health care, they're going to take this automatically from me to help pay for the other person.
That's kind of what I don't fully understand. If they say you don't have acceptable health care, well, if you have a free card for free health care, I mean, that's supposed to be acceptable in their eyes.
Well, the senators have that. They don't have to pay anything. Uh-huh. I mean, those guys and their families get the best health care,
well,
and they're not paying a red dime.
That's a whole different, because they're also exempt from all of this. That's part of the reason that they vote into this. You know, I mean, Teddy Kennedy, has always been this big proponent of socialized medicine, but when his son had osteogenic sarcoma in his leg, he went to the very best of the best. And he didn't go to the county hospital with a public health care card saying, help me.
The number 95, officers and employees of the government health care bureaucracy will have access to all American financial and personal records? Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm taking that they're going to be able to, the bureaucracy is going to read my medical records and determine whether I should get the pill or get the Soylent Green or get the morphine.
Right. No, I heard,
they'll make that determination.
I heard some of that explanation from President Obama in one of his town hall meetings the other day, that he wants to, he said they need to spend money in order to make the plan work. And one of the things he wants to spend money on is to have a computer system in which once you are initially in the system, you don't have to redo forms and redo forms. So they can look at your whole life and everything about you without having to have you fill out paperwork each time. So that's why they would want you in this system.
Well, you know,
so that any doctor who you may come in contact with doesn't have to have you come in each time.
I'm
they can
old
all look
anyhow.
At your stuff without you going in.
You guys, this is going to affect you because with this new health care thing, people on Medicare and people over 65 are a write-off. We've already been written off. We've already been written off. In other words, these bureaucrats that are not medical doctors are going to make the decision whether the old people should be worked on or whether they should just be euthanized, basically. That's what this system does. And what this system does is that it the people in the government determine who lives and who dies, whether you are valuable for the system or not. Now, this is governmentalized eugenics, man. This is nuts. This is eugenics, man. They did this, Bob. You know they did this in Hitler's Germany. Mm-hmm. Now, again, the American population and the Christian church are stone deaf on this issue. Mm-hmm. This is eugenics. And Obama's pushing this crap. And no one is saying anything.
The only thing that has stopped it so far is that the certain votes aren't there, so they won't be able to vote on it before August. They have to push it back to October.
People got me cussing. You know what, man? That means, see, look, in my living trust, my children make the decision whether I live or die. But with this, the government... Exactly. Makes that decision
right.
And supersedes the right of me and my children to make that decision.
Right.
And if the government, since they're already doing it with the babies, are using their bodies for certain kind of things, what if they all of a sudden want to decide to use my particular body parts for things or the body parts of the older senior citizens? You see, this is what makes this a dangerous situation here. That's why whenever you go into this, this is nothing but nationwide eugenics.
That's exactly what it is.
And I'm supposed to just fold. You know.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go and have a beer, right? With Obama, I'm one of
the ultimate dialectic day.
It'll all be better. Everything will be better.
It'll all be better. I'm just gonna go and have a cold brew with the Prezi, and that's gonna work it all out. I have the highest respect for one of the G men that refused to work for him anymore. You see, there's a few good men still left in the country. They know. This thing is sick. All right, so old people are out of it. Number 239 says that the bill will reduce physician services to Medicaid. Seniors and the poor are most affected. There it is. I'll go to the VA. I'm over 65, and my doctor will say, Mr. Coleman, we don't have anything to help you. The government mandated that you are not to be helped. They've chosen a certain age group to let go first.
They'll probably say, we've checked your file. Don't even come to the office anymore.
Yeah.
See, these are a couple of things right here that they're already implementing. 280 and 298, where hospitals are penalized for what the government deems preventable readmissions. Those are called... zero occurrences. In other words, a hospital is supposed to have zero of those occurrences.
Right.
It hasn't quite gotten there, but it appears that it's heading there, where, for instance, in my orthopedic field, if somebody suffers a fall in the hospital, well, they're not supposed to suffer any falls in the hospital. But patients fall in the hospital all the time.
That's what I want.
That's a zero event. We're supposed to have zero falls in the hospital. But people do. So somebody falls in the hospital, they break their hip. Okay. Now, at this point in time, if I'm called, I am paid for fixing the hip. It is looking like it will get to the point where the hospital is not reimbursed by Medicare for the treatment of a hip fracture that happens in the hospital, and that the doctor isn't paid for that, because that event should never have happened in the first place.
Saw something on the
news. So once again, it's another situation where the doctor ends up working for free, but taking on the liability. If that patient then doesn't do well after the hip fracture, the doctor's still liable.
It cost my wife at that time, back in the mid-90s, $250,000 to put in a open heart valve. $250,000. While she was there in the hospital, Bob, she contracted a virus. They called me and said that the rapid heart rate is going up and they couldn't slow it down. At the time that I got to the hospital, her personal doctor told me that your wife got a virus. I looked the doctor in the eyes and said, how did she get it? That room is supposed to be sterile. The nurses are supposed to be sterile. They said, we believe that she contracted the virus through the catheter that they put directly into her neck, mm-hmm. into her heart. They had on CBS News last night a report about that in this one hospital on this one particular third floor. They have no reoccurrences of viruses, but they said that 70% of hospitals do have these viruses. Would that also show up as an insurance, would that show up as an insurance kind of deficit, Bob?
You mean like a preventable event, you mean, that should not ever occur? I mean, hospital infections happen all the time. Hospitals mm-hmm. are full of bacteria. They're full of patients that bring bacteria into the hospital. You know, even an operating room is not a completely sterile environment.
It isn't.
No. For instance, like when we open instrumentation, that instrumentation has to be used within an hour, because if you set it in the open air, the bacteria that's floating around in the air will settle upon that, and it will become, you can actually culture it. If it sits for several hours, you can take swabs on those materials, and you can grow out bacteria. It's impossible to get a completely sterile air environment. Absolutely impossible.
I thought that the operating rooms especially had special air conditioning systems.
They do, to minimize bacteria, but you can't completely eliminate it.
You can't.
No.
Okay.
No. You've got surgeons that are walking in and out the doors. Their feet are shuffling up whatever little dust is on the door. On the floor. It's microscopic. You know, they're breathing. You have masks on, but there still is breathing out the sides of the masks.
Yes.
You know, we use spacesuits when we do joint replacement surgery to minimize that, which then our breath actually, we have a fan in the hood, so it sucks air in from the top. We breathe out. It goes down our gown, and it actually then disperses out through the bottom of the gown. But still, our breath, you know, we're breathing in and out, and we breathe in and out bacteria. Humans, so there is bacteria present no matter where you go.
Humans are filthy creatures. Okay, I got that. We're totally debauched. Okay.
So it's impossible to have a completely sterile environment and a completely infection-free environment, because even these people that are getting bone marrow transplants for cancer, where their bone marrow has been wiped out, and then they're going to give them a new bone marrow to cure their leukemia, they're not developing any white blood cells. They're prone to infection, so they live in those plastic bubbles, you know,
yes. like
bubble boys or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
certain percentage of those people still contract an infection and still end up getting septic and dying from those infections. So that happens even though you're doing the absolute best that you can to sterilize the environment.
Now, here's one that's going to affect you, Bob, because seriously.
That's the only one?
No, these two specifically affect you. Yes. I just thought about it as you was talking. Number 265 and number 317. Government mandates and controls productivity of private health care industries.
Mm-hmm.
And look at number 317. Doctors who are now prohibited, for owning, they are now, well, doctors, you are now prohibited.
From owning or investing.
Yeah,
in
that should be
company.
From. They have four, but right. That's, yeah, you can't own or invest in a healthcare company under this program.
Right.
So
which a lot of people do that now. I mean, they currently open up surgery centers and outpatient surgery
that
centers.
That makes sense.
And right. And doctors owning these and running these, you know, they
that
know
makes more
they know,
sense.
They know what the needs are.
Yeah.
They know how to run it efficiently. Again, they're obviously exquisitely very high level of importance for them is that the patients have good outcomes. I mean, if you're going to own a surgery center, you're going to want that to be a place where people had a very positive experience, a very positive outcome, or else your business is not going to do well.
And that is the competitive business aspect of the American culture.
That's the capitalistic
system.
That's
a capitalistic system, man.
Right.
You go here because they have the best surgeons taking care of that. You
right.
pay for it. It's worth it. Their record is better than some government slaughterhouse.
Right.
Man, this is nuts.
Right. No, but that sounds like somebody has an advantage over somebody, because if you can make more than the other people, we have to
spread
that
money
around.
That's what America's all about. I don't want to holler and scream.
Well, and that's the point. That's the point of this, is this is a socialistic program. We're trying to